866-2237.
Last week, we had a special episode of the Paracast, which we called, for want of another term, we called Gene and Chris Talk Shop. Now, this is the sort of show where we just sat back and took our shoes off, had a couple of beers, and I don't drink beer, but, you know, figuratively speaking, and we talked about the show, about our beliefs, experiences, and we answered your questions. Now, I should tell you also that we kind of expected maybe our listeners wouldn't care. They'd say this is a dull way to spend 3 hours. But except for one person who posted in our forums, they liked what we did and they'd like us to do it every so often. What did you think about that one particular email or message?
Well, there's one in every crowd. I mean, you can't, you know, please all the people all the time. So, I mean, the law of averages pretty much will dictate that it doesn't matter who we have on. We could have, you know, the second coming of Christ on, and somebody would find something to complain about.
Well, because here I'm a Muslim or a Jew.
There you go.
You see, so there's always going to be something.
So there's always going to be somebody. Well, we could have the Messiah coming back for the first time, and all the Christians would start howling.
You see, they'll say, we can't do that because one of the co-hosts is Jewish.
There you go. You can only do the best that you can, and I think, you know, I think the idea of doing a shop top type segment every few months, I think it's a good one.
One interesting thing that also happened this week is we had the beginning of what is called the rapture, or at least that's what a certain talk show host said. But this rapture is something that rolls out strategically in different time zones. Now think about how the rapture, as depicted by this particular person, resembles the way Apple Incorporated approaches the subject. So Apple will roll out a new iPhone or an iPad at the same time, the local time, in different parts of the world. So Australia gets it first, and then it goes across the globe. So, you know, it's 6 p.m. in Australia, then as we get on, it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, etc., etc. So the rapture was designed, apparently, to follow Apple Computers' lead.
Well, the only thing I have to say about all that is I totally forgot that it was supposed to happen that day, and it wasn't until that evening that all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh, my God, I'm still here. And at first I was really bummed because I thought, oh, my God, I've been left behind. And then I realized, well, wait a minute. If all those fundamentalists have just been zapped up into the heavens, then the Earth is going to be, I think, a kinder, gentler place, and we're not going to have as much you know, conflict on the planet, because let's get real, Gene. Fundamentalism is the cause of a lot of conflict on this planet, and to be left behind and have all the fundamentalists be taken somewhere would actually be a good thing.
Well, yes, but if you're a fundamentalist, you're not going to agree with us. I think what it is taking spiritual literature, such as the Bible, too literally, because it's written in the language of a couple of thousand years ago. So trying to apply that to the present, maybe a lot of the edicts can be applied, and we're not going to dispute that. But the Earth is not 6,000 years old. Sorry, folks.
No. All you have to do is go to the Grand Canyon, look at all that geology, and you'll figure that one out real fast.
Yeah, you know, we actually got a letter at the Tech Night Owl Live radio show. One of our regular listeners heard us say something about religion, I suppose, or about the Earth, and started telling us the Earth was 6,000 years old. I said, well, what about carbon dating? You don't want to know what kind of response I got from that.
Yeah.
Now, this person was entitled to their beliefs. I don't think that person is listening to either show, so it doesn't matter anymore. If you believe the Earth is 6,000 years old, though, well, I wasn't there, you weren't there. How do you account for this discrepancy? How do you account for the geological history of our planet extending over, what, 3 billion years? How could it all have happened in 6,000 years?
You know, it's 4.5 billion, but who's counting?
hey, you know, I lost count of 3 billion. What's a few billion, my friends? It doesn't really matter, you know. A billion here, a billion there. Soon you have big money. That's what the politicians say.
Well, this whole idea of belief and religion and what have you, I think it kind of factors into today's subject and guest, because I've been watching with interest over a number of years the belief systems that have sprung up around the whole crystal skull mystery. And I think today's guests hopefully will supply us with some grounded and I think educational material that might bring us all up to speed. I have done quite a bit of research in this realm, so I'm really looking forward to talking about the crystal skulls and really diving into how this belief system has sprung up around them and, you know, how relevant it is.
An interesting question there, Chris. How were you first exposed to the lure of the crystal skull?
The lure of the crystal skull. Well, actually,
in many ways, it could lure, you could lure, and it has an allure.
Well, the first time that I really had to deal with the subject and really had no choice was a woman rancher in the San Luis Valley claimed that she had found this very curious glass skull that kind of looked alien-like, actually, on the corner of her property. And it turned out to be one of only two hoaxes over 20 years that have been attempted to have been perpetrated on me. I was able to find the maker of this skull, who was actually a glassblower up in Denver. But for the first couple, 3 weeks that this thing had surfaced, it raised quite a controversy. And, of course, being an investigator, the first thing I did was call, you know, the top experts in the world on the real Mayan crystal skulls, including, you know, I think everyone would agree that Nick Nocerino was the preeminent expert prior to his death a number of years ago. But, you know, when I broached the subject of the possibility of a crystal skull being found up in the San Luis Valley in Colorado, he laughed and said, no way. So based on that 2 or 3 week period that I really dug into the whole subject matter, at that time there weren't the number of books out there that are now available on the subject, but I got a real crash course on this particular, these very enigmatic artifacts, and to be honest with you, I'm very intrigued by them, and since then, I've seen quite a number of the famous ones, including Max, the Joanna Parks has, the Mitchell Hedges skull, which, you know, now belongs to Bill Holman, but was found by a famous explorer down in Mexico, Mitchell Hedges, and I think the subject is very intriguing. I'm really looking forward to this, the first segment that we've ever had, first episode on this subject.
Now, we have to clarify this. We did discover, we did have something on a skull, but not a crystal skull. This was the one from Lloyd Pye.
Yeah, totally different. That's an actual, some sort of animal artifact, if you will. That's a real skull. These skulls that we're going to be discussing today are exquisite works of art that are shrouded in quite a bit of controversy, and I'm sure we'll be covering the controversy in depth here in the show.
Now, what do you know about our guest, Joshua Shapiro, except that he is the second Joshua we've had on the show in recent weeks?
Right, yeah, interesting how that works. Well, Joshua has been, you know, researching and actually going out and searching for these skulls for quite a number of years. I'm not as familiar with his work. He was one of the co-authors of one of the most famous books on the crystal skull early on, and knew Nick Nocerino and knows most of the top people in this particular field. I would have loved to have had him included in our documentary, The Search for the Crystal Skulls, that I edited and helped co-produce. We did have Stephen Mailer, J.J. Hertak, David Childress, Bill Holman. And I got actually quite an education just by, you know, being involved in that particular project. So Joshua is one of the people that whose name comes up in conjunction with the, you know, the top experts in the field. So I've never actually had a chance to talk with him. So it's going to be a real pleasure for me to finally meet him.
Okay, coming up, the crystal skulls explored on the Paracast. The guest is Joshua Shapiro, one of the acknowledged experts in the subject. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris and Gene back on the Paracast, focusing this week on crystal skulls. Our guest is Joshua Shapiro. Now, Joshua reached out to me a week or two back after listening to the episode we did with Tim Beckley and Tim Swartz. Joshua, welcome to the Paracast. You're an old friend of Tim Beckley's, aren't you?
Oh, most definitely. We've known each other for quite some time now.
So how did you and Tim Beckley become acquainted?
Actually, Gene, I don't recall. It's so many years ago. I just assumed that probably I saw one of his books, or he and I were at a conference that we spoke together. But, you know, we just stayed in touch, and we just have a number of subjects of interest that are very similar.
Now, as far as crystal skulls are concerned,
mm-hmm.
how did you get involved in those?
Well, that one I definitely know the answer to. My first contact with crystal skulls occurred when I was living in California in 1983. I had a friend who had a bookstore right across the street from the Rosicrucian Park in San Jose called the Rand Metaphysical Bookstore, and we became very good friends. I actually have the same birthday as one of her sons, and I came into her bookstore in April of 1983 to see if she needed copies of my first book, which was called Journeys of an Aquarian Age Networker. While we were talking, she took out some pictures of an amethyst crystal skull, which I had never seen before. And as I was looking at those pictures, I actually felt myself responding to the photograph. I felt what I would call an inner earthquake going on inside of me, a vibration. And then all of a sudden, I just was like transfixed, and I needed to know more about this. And then about a half an hour later, after I had that experience, there was a real earthquake in California, and the table in which this picture was sitting on was vibrating very fiercely. And my inner voice, which I've always followed, because I've traveled a lot on faith, where all I have is that inner voice, said, these crystal skulls are vital and important for the future. So after having such a powerful experience, I decided I better investigate this. And therefore, I was fortunate, I would say about 2 weeks later, the amethyst crystal skull, which was held at a gallery in San Jose, California, they showed it to a gentleman who purportedly was quite wealthy with the possibility to purchase it, and I was invited to see it, and I actually got a chance to see it, and then I had a whole different set of experiences with it. So this period of time in 1983, I just got very connected with crystal skulls, and my inner being knew they were vital for the future of humanity. When you're given such information and so overpoweringly, you have a choice. Do I do something with it or do I pretend it didn't happen? Well, being an Aries, I will always take action if it's something that I feel strongly about. So I have never stopped since that time.
Yeah, you raise the point that you felt a real strong sense that the skulls were vital for the future. And I think that raises a bunch of questions. So at the time, your sense of urgency and how vital they were, has it changed over the intervening years? And what about them is vital? I mean, what are you referring to?
Okay, these are all good questions, Chris. I would say no, that feeling that I had from day one, as I call it, has never changed. And it has only been confirmed after now, what are we at, like 28 years later, after having many more experiences with other crystal skulls, after speaking to many other people all over the world who are having their own experiences, it has not changed in the least. Now, as far as what I think is vital about them, and of course, anything that I say in this line is only going to be based on personal experiences and opinions, because it's very difficult to prove exactly what the crystal skulls are, I would say, from a scientific perspective. I think that what they really represent is they represent several things. Number one, definitely computers from ancient cultures and civilizations, or computers from, let us call it, off-planet civilizations. The modern computers that we use today, of course, are all using quartz crystals inside of them. So the idea that these skulls are made from the same material gives us kind of a clue as far as what they're about. Now, as far as the information goes, a lot of this is either coming from indigenous tribes or people that have the crystal skulls, or people who are sensitive or sensitive to telepathic information they're receiving from the skulls, that are sensing that there is a tremendous amount of knowledge and information that somehow has been encoded inside of the skull. So I would say that part of the work that we do when there is an opportunity is to try to work with either sensitives or some means, scientific means, where we can try to figure out what is this information. Then there's the energy aspect of the crystal skulls, which also seems to be affecting people in a very profound way, such as healings that are going on of different illnesses or physical problems that they say are incurable, and yet around the energy of the skull, these profound changes are happening. Then there's the other aspect of it, which is trying to figure out who actually made them and where did they come from. We're really dealing with a very simple subject. It's a piece of quartz made into the shape of a skull. However, once you start to get involved in it, once you start to have your experiences, once you start to talk to people all over the world, you find out it's not such a simple subject.
Boy, I'll say, just the very controversy surrounding the fact that these skulls actually have been manufactured. And, you know, having seen quite a number of these artifacts myself, you can tell when one of these skulls is in front of you, and you can look at it and you can see that the ones that appear more ancient appear to be a little rougher in their design. And how do we know how these things were carved? Let's say an ancient Mayan was tasked with carving one of these skulls. Why don't you kind of share with our listeners a little bit what the state-of-the-art thinking is on how they, without metal tools, were able to carve one of the harder substances found on the planet. I mean, quartz is what, I think a high 7 on the hardness scale. How did they actually manufacture these skulls? Some of them, for instance, Max, the Mitchell Hedges skull, the British Museum skull, these are incredibly, just overpoweringly beautiful objects of art. And how could an ancient primitive guy without metal have carved these things?
Okay, well, this, of course, is one of the main questions, which the only way that I can answer that is, again, based on different people who we've met, whether they're indigenous sources or sensitives or people who have had past life recall of working with crystal skulls. There's a bunch of different theories. Now, first, the listeners need to understand the modern skulls that are being carved now, the carvers are using diamond-tipped tools. Now, of course, diamond is the hardest substance we know, and I have watched the carvers use that to cut through quartz like butter. So, obviously, the modern skulls that are being carved today, of which some are very, very good carving. We were interviewed in January for a show that should be coming out. I believe it's going to be in the fall. It'll be called The Truth About Crystal Skulls on National Geographic. When I went into the room for the interview, I saw what looked like Mitchell Hedges skull sitting on the table in this hotel room, and I thought,
I'll have to ask you about what that means in a moment. We're talking to Joshua Shapiro, the topic, Crystal Skulls. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
The Paracast.
Hey neighbors, meetings are an essential part of any business. You know, making presentations to clients, collaborating with your colleagues. Well, make them as simple as possible to run and organize. Use GoToMeeting by Citrix, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. With GoToMeeting, you can schedule an online meeting in seconds. Attendees can join with just a click from anywhere. Meeting materials are viewed on everyone's screen, making collaboration seamless. GoToMeeting is so easy to use for you and everyone joining your meeting. Plus, with GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you can. For one flat rate, you have phone conferencing and voice over IP are included. You know, my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793. or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Another segment with the crystal skull expert, Joshua Shapiro. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in the Paracast where we're trying to learn more about the crystal skulls. Now, you gave a name when you looked at this crystal skull that you saw. What was that name referring to?
I was referring to the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull.
What is distinctive about that particular crystal skull?
Well, that specific crystal skull is one of the first that had been brought out that is almost an exact duplicate of a human bone skull. It is very expertly carved. So the reason I was bringing this up is that the modern carvers today, there was some Chinese carvers who actually duplicated that skull for the television show, and what I was seeing was a copy and not the original one. So what I'm trying to say by this is that the very old crystal skulls, which Chris was talking about, the modern carvers have the ability to duplicate it in form, but not energetically. Now, as far as possible theories that Chris asked me about how they might have been done in the past, well, I mean, we've talked about the possibility of them being in Atlantis. There are a number of people who have past life memories of being in temples where they saw crystal skulls. I myself, if one have had such a memory, especially of a blue skull, which I went looking for in Peru, and I think that those skulls could have been made possibly by lasers, controlled by computers, another person.
Why do you think that? We're talking about ancient skulls, right?
Yes. Why do I think that? Because of the precise nature of the features. If someone had access to be able to use a laser, they could cut it and carve it in whatever shape that they wanted to. So, or the possibility, and again, I don't know if anyone else suggested this, but I'm just thinking about it, is let's say these ancient civilizations had use of computers. They could program a computer with a laser, and it should be able to cut quartz crystal in whatever shape they would want it to be. So this might be one possibility. Now, one of the other people that we interviewed for our first book, Mystery of the Crystal Skulls Revealed, which I co-authored with F.R. Nick Nocerino and Sandra Bowen, In that book, we interviewed a gentleman named Michael Kent, who was a very remarkable individual that came up with all kinds of ideas. And he purported that some of the crystal skulls may actually have been human skulls, that they understood how to convert them into quartz crystal through some type of advanced technology, which I think he called morphocrystalline transformation. And he said there were two types that were done. One was where the Atlantean priests, using the power of their mind, were able to shift the molecular structure of the bone into crystal. And then there was some other technology, he said, they got possibly from the Pleiadians, where, and I don't remember exactly how he stated this, but it was through the use of a technology, again, changing bone into crystal.
Okay, but this is just speculation. How do we possibly prove
it? We're going into the realm of sci-fi here a little bit. What do you think, Joshua? I mean, do you fall for these unfounded sort of explanations, or do you have a more mundane sense about this, or what are your feelings?
Well, my feelings is that just as the person at National Geographic asked me how scientists might feel about some of these things, I only look at all the possibilities. I see myself more as a clearinghouse and offer this, like when we do our public talks or if we're sharing information in books or things like that. I offer these as possibilities for each of the person who's reading or listening to make the decision themselves. It's very obvious, I think, if you study and are open to looking at artifacts that have been discovered, not just crystal skulls, but the ancient artifacts, very advanced artifacts that are being discovered with civilizations from the past, that there's no doubt in my mind that there have existed civilizations like Atlantis or Lemuria who had technologies that probably are far more advanced than anything we have now.
Yeah, but that's still speculation, Joshua. That's still speculation. There may be no doubt in your mind that these things occurred, that there were advanced civilizations. But, people out there are going to say, okay, that's fine. We've been reading about Atlantis for years. We've heard about Lemuria. We've heard about all these ancient civilizations. How do we prove it?
There is really no way to prove it, because the bottom line is it depends upon what the person believes in. If the person absolutely refuses that any of these possibilities could exist, they can disprove everything. This is exactly what scientists have tried to do.
Yes, but Joshua, I think you're kind of putting the onus on the wrong priority here. If you make a claim that there's an ancient civilization highly advanced, first, there's two factors here. One, there is an ancient civilization, yes or no. Once you determine that, how advanced was that ancient civilization? And then if you determine that, if you can determine that, then you can start looking at what inventions they may have come up with. But, we're putting the cart before the horse here, aren't we?
Well, I'm only offering possibilities. What I think is the most important thing related to the crystal skulls is not necessarily to determine how might these very old ones have been created, but what is the effect energetically that they're having upon people who are having contact with them. In other words, we can have objects that are very old and ancient, and we can have many questions about how were they created and where did they come from. But the most important thing is, how do these objects affect people today? What are they doing to people today? And there are a lot of manifestations of healing and advancing people's creative and spiritual gifts that are happening a lot, and yet scientists and archaeologists don't want to look at this because it's challenging some of their cherished ideas about reality and physics and so on. So the crystal skulls, therefore, stay a mystery, and it just depends upon if there are people open and willing to try to use all means possible, both paranormal and scientific, to try to understand what they're about.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree, but you also have the reverse here. As you may or may not be aware, I was involved in a bit of a controversy back in the mid to late 90s about a glass skull that was found in Colorado. And for a number of weeks, it was quite a cause celeb, and it generated quite a bit of interest from people. And we had channelers that would sit. One woman sat for 2 days in front of it and retrieved all this incredible information about Atlantis and about Even I was in this pantheon of channel material. I was some warrior sent there to protect the skull and find it and bring it to the world. And of course, you know, I am an investigator, so I did quite a bit of digging on this and was able to find that it was actually an accident. It was put there as a talisman by the family of a glassblower who lived in Denver, and it was one of his rejects, and he said, put this will bring you good luck. So they buried it on the corner of their pasture, and the neighbor found it. So it turned out to be, have quite a mundane, explanation. But, boy, I wrote down some of the amazing stories in the insights that people got looking into this thing as a, almost scrying with it. And so, an object can produce very profound thoughts and feelings, but it doesn't necessarily have to be an ancient skull to do that. So I'm trying to reconcile your explanation with a personal example of this happening to quite a mundane object.
Right. We are having people who are having experiences with the new skulls as well as the ancient skulls. And sometimes what happens is, just like with computers, for example, are able to pass different information, video, audio, etc. We're seeing the same thing that's happening with crystal skulls, where a new skull is being put into the presence of what many believe to be an older one, and energy and information is being passed, and then phenomena starting to happen as well. So this is all part of the mystery and the things that we try to research. And basically the point of view that I come from is to share the best information we have and allow people to make their own decision. We have so many mysteries in the world, and so many people say, well, we want proof, we want this and that, and sometimes it's not so easy to do it, and sometimes you just have to present the information and allow people to decide.
Tell you what, we'll present more information very shortly. We have Joshua Shapiro. He's written extensively about crystal skulls. The co-host is Chris O'Brien, who's also explored crystal skulls. And I do not have a crystal skull. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. We're talking to Joshua Shapiro about crystal skulls. Now, you were talking about this phenomenon that evidently might be occurring with crystal skulls, where people are able to harness more advanced powers. And the question I have is, would those powers, if real, be available even without the crystal skull? Maybe it's just a focal point, but not necessarily embedded with weird properties.
Well, I think that we have many different tools that are available to us today, crystal skulls being one. I mean, there are a lot of people who are using quartz crystals to help themselves in different facilities. But I also agree with you, Gene, that human beings have the potential to do anything that we can imagine within ourselves. And this comes from more of a spiritual belief that I have. So whether the crystal skulls is just a catalyst that helps someone to discover more of their creative abilities, their spiritual gifts, insights about past lives, or how they can be of service using spiritual gifts for the planet, I think it's all very important. I think right now we live in a time where all of this kind of information and knowledge is just coming forward, and people have an opportunity, just like on the internet, whatever subject you want to know about, throw in a couple of keywords to Google, and you're going to find there's all kinds of information that's available. The main question I would say is, are the crystal skulls is a key tool, as I have found through my experience? You know, why are they important? Why should people know about them? And usually the best answer I can give about that is for someone who finds something that seems of interest or they're curious about it, to go and seek to have their own experience. Now, if I and my partner Katrina were the only ones who were having experiences around the crystal skulls, then I would say, well, this would be a good question to challenge. But what we're finding is since we've had a website out there for crystal skulls since 1995, where almost every week just hearing from people all over the world who are having contact with crystal skulls that are sharing with us about their experiences. And it would take probably several lifetimes just to try to keep up with all the experiences and the new skulls that are coming out. The main thing that I would say that seems to be consistent with the crystal skulls is an energy field that's around them, if they are what I would call an activated crystal skull.
Okay, how do you measure an energy field? Can it be measured? Do you feel it? Can you actually take scientific instrumentation and see, well, there's something coming out of that thing?
Yes, there are actually devices where you can actually measure energy. I recall we did one experiment, just to give an example, where we said, okay, if the crystal skulls have these energy fields around it, could it impact a crop circle? Because many of the crop circle researchers are using different electromagnetic energy devices that are able to measure frequencies that are in the field. So what we did is we walked around the field, did a measurement of it first, and then we brought a crystal skull in, one of the crystal skulls that we personally have, which is a new skull done by a master carver in Brazil called Portal de Luz, Portal of Light in English. And this is the experience that happened to us. When we first measured the energy at the center of the crop circle, the energy was zero. However, when we placed the crystal skull inside of it, three of us saw within the crystal skull, it looked like an energy swirling in and swirling out. So from my approximation of watching that, the crystal skull in a way was showing us that the reason why the electromagnetic energy was zero at the center of the crop circle was because this energy was swirling in and out, negating itself. So then the next question was, could the crystal skull itself change that energy field in the center of the crop circle? So we put it in there by itself without actually working with it or doing anything, and the energy stayed zero. Now, as crazy as this may sound to some of your listeners, we have a personal relationship with our crystal skulls, and they actually talk to us. We hear them telepathically. This particular crystal skull had suggested to me that the next time that I went to a crop circle with him, I should meditate with him with a music that he seems to like, which is Pachelbel's Canon in D.
All right, wait a minute here. Okay, so the crystal skull is sending you telepathic messages. You know it's a male.
Yes.
Because it says so, or does it have a male voice?
No, I do not hear the voice like some people hear the voice. I hear it in my thinking voice.
Okay.
In other words, it's like these thoughts are coming in, and they're not my thoughts, but they're coming from someone. So I've just learned that this is the communication from Portal de Luz. And when I work with him, I feel a male presence, because my spiritual gift is I feel energy. This is what I use when we do our crystal skull session. So anyway, he was suggesting to meditate with this music. So what I did is I sat down with him, I put on my headphones, I had a CD player, and meditated with the music. Now, this is what happened to me. As soon as I started to meditate with him with the music, right next to the center of the crop circle, I started to feel like a cone of energy surrounding me. My eyelids started to flutter very quickly without my doing anything. It just automatically happened. And then I attempted to also sing with that song, and the people who were around me while I was doing the meditation said, "What song are you singing?" I said, "I'm singing Pachelbel's Canon in D." And they said, "No, we don't recognize that song." After I completed this process, we then put the crystal skull into the center of the crop circle, and the electromagnetic meter jumped off the scale. So what I believe happened is, of working with the crystal skull, possibly because it was my own crystal skull, usually guardians of crystal skulls have a personal relationship where they can activate their crystal skulls. And staying in this energy pattern of the crop circle, using the music, we were able to create some energy, or we interacted with some energy there, and we actually changed the energy that was in the center of the crop circle. The other thing that we have done to measure energy of crystal skulls is we have worked with meridian stress test systems. Now, if the listener doesn't know what this is a device that has been developed where you take an electrode and you touch meridian points on the body, usually on the hands and the feet. And if 50% of the small electrical impulse goes through, it means that particular meridian is in perfect balance. If it is above or below it, it could be an illness to that particular meridian, which is usually linked to an organ in the body or a system in the body, or it could be some kind of tension. So what we've also done, too, is we've worked with Portal de Luz and also for the Sci-Fi Channel, which they did not air on their two-hour documentary. We also used it with the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull.
Let me ask you a question here. Why didn't the Sci-Fi Channel air that? Just because of time constraints or what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the Sci-Fi Channel. If I was to guess, I would say either the explanation of the results of that test would probably not be easy to explain to people because I had to use a lot of numbers to explain it. Or they just felt that they had other information. Because remember, whenever a production company does interviews, like let's say they do 10 hours of interview, they only have 1 or 2 hours to show. So they have to cut out most of what they're interviewing. They gave no explanation to me why they didn't include that research. But what I'm saying is we have used other devices to see, not to measure the energy, but what is the effect of the skull upon the individual. And in this case, when we used the meridian stress test system, the individuals were blindfolded because whatever item they're tested with, it's put onto the machine and it measures the effect of that object against the individual. So they don't know what they're being tested with. But these machines are extremely accurate because not only do they show you what's wrong, but some of the machines are also able to give remedies to your situation, like certain certain vitamins to take or certain types of food to take, etc. The medical doctors in Europe use these devices quite extensively, and here in America, I'm not sure if the AMA has approved the devices for our medical doctors.
Have there been double-blind tests to see whether this technique actually works?
Well, the test that we've been able to do, now remember, in order for us to do this test, number one, we have to find an individual who has the device that's willing to let us use it, and also to also be able to find volunteers. So what we've done is we've done these tests both in America and in Europe. We've done it with all kinds of people, and we basically get the same results. When the crystal skull is introduced, at least Portal de Luz, that was the main one we used, 90% of the readings were either the same or better than what's called a baseline reading, where the person was, you know, just being measured and there was nothing put onto the device. We also used it to measure it against the same type of quartz crystal as the skull we were testing, and that piece of quartz crystal never did as well as the crystal skull.
So it's always the shape of the skull. We'll get into more of this in a moment. Joshua Shapiro joining us. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.